Good, good. And how are everybody in the committee? Everybody, good morning.
You sound very lively today, Mr. Kruger. Are you healing?
Say again?
Very lively today. Are you healing?
Can't hear you.
No, that was the two.
I can't hear you.
Because of your background.
Oh, the background, see, a lot of background, so it's my radio, I'll put it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I will put it.
I was saying we are healing, you sound very lively today.
Say again?
I'm saying you are healing, you sound very lively today.
I'm always lively.
No, today it's like you're over the moon.
But King, it's because we're going to discuss cooperatives today, you see.
I know.
Yeah, so there's two passions in my life. It's red tape and cooperatives. So I'm actually excited, yeah.
Okay.
In my second life, if I leave politics when I'm old or whenever, I will definitely go into cooperative sort of consultant or something, yeah.
Yes, Chair.
How are you?
I'm good, and yourself, Chair?
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear Honorable Kruger saying that when he retire, I want to go to cooperatives. After the grave.
He's going to work with Mrs. Ben.
Yeah, that was her passion.
I'm still monitoring the members who are still entering, Chair. I'll indicate when we form the quorum.
You will indicate to me.
Ma'am Chair, I would like to, how are you?
Fine in yourself, Honorable Kruger.
I'm always great, thank you. Ma'am Chair, can I give you a call after the meeting?
Yes.
I need discuss something with you, if you don't mind.
No problem, Honorable Kruger. I'm available for you.
All right, thank you. I will phone you then after the meeting. Thanks.
No problem.
Chairperson?
Yes,
Bracking.
I think we can start Chairperson with you from the quorum.
Okay.
I'll share the agenda.
Please do so.
Can you see, Chair?
No. I can't see it. Just try to click. It just showed me what is in your folder. Cooperative Act, agenda, what? Minutes. Draft edited minutes. Try it, King. It shows me documents of PC on small business development. Mm. 2023 committee meetings. And then agenda Wednesday, 8 March. Yeah, try other means, please.
See it now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is now visible, Bracking.
Okay, we can start then.
Okay. good morning.
Recording in progress.
Honorable members and our officials and our ministry. I'm told we have got the brand new DM to this department. You're warmly welcome, ma'am. This is your committee, which is committed to work hand in glove with its department. We believe you are going of great assistance. Since we know that you are a person who has got experience, you have been into this field for a long time, and we believe that you will assist us to achieve many, many goals. We know that you are a gender activist. You have got a passion, more especially to women and youth. So I think you are at the right place. You are warmly welcome. Your cooperation is going to be of great assistance to us as the portfolio committee. We have been working very, very well with the outgoing DM and the minister. We believe you will follow suit. We know you, you know us. And also to say congratulations to your new responsibility. We wish you well and we will support you. Thank you. Then,
may I respond?
The next item is roll call and apologies. Can you take us through Bracking? And you look beautiful. Like a 16 valve.
Sir, can we please give the new deputy minister time to respond? We want to hear her voice.
I'm still coming there, my son. Papa. Let's follow the agenda. Is roll call and apologies. You will hear her voice. Don't worry, my son.
No, Madam Chair, can I, just on a point of privilege, I think, I see some of my colleagues put a photo of our minister in the portfolio of education. So I was just wondering if she can, do a lot of things at the same time. Of course, it seems like she's also in the committee of higher education.
Point of privilege taken. We will sort that out. She belongs to us for now. Thank you, Honorable Kruger. Ebra King, take us through.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Honorable Chairperson. Good morning, Honorable members who are in the platform. Good morning, colleagues from the department and also from Parliament. Chairperson, I have received the apology of Honorable Mieni, who indicated that he is attending the funeral. He might then maybe join later if the funeral comes to an end earlier while we're at the meeting. Secondly, we did get an apology from the minister. She is now in the platform. It was indicated that from her office that she is acting as also a minister of basic education. So they are also having a meeting, so she'll open the meeting and then come back to our meeting. And then secondly, she will request that she be excused at 11:30 for a cabinet meeting. Then we have also received the information from the office of the deputy minister, Honorable Dear Peters, who has just been welcomed, that she requests that she be excused at 11 for an ACD meeting. So those are the apologies that we have received. Moreover, in the platform from the members, we've seen Honorable Matulelwa, Honorable Nkosi Mthuli, Honorable Jacobs, Honorable Kruger, Honorable Mabiga, Honorable Hendricks, Honorable Lubengo, Honorable April, Honorable De Villiers, and Honorable Tremela. Should there be any member, but I don't think so, that I've jumped. It's my apologies. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Braking. You are saying the minister is with us, ne?
Yes, she has joined.
Okay. Thank you so much. Honorable Minister, welcome. We have got our DM here. Would like her to greet us. Deputy Minister Dipuo Peterson. So I would request her to greet us before I give the minister to usher the department before us. Deputy Minister, who has been elected on Monday night. She's a brand new DM. Over to you, baby girl.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you to the minister as well as the honorable members. I would like to indicate that this is my first hour on duty, so I still have to engage with the minister. And thereafter, I would then be fully into the department. So I'm looking forward to working with Minister Stella Ndabeni Abrams in support to her, as well as in support in working together with the portfolio committee. So we're looking forward to a very good working environment. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, DM. Thank you so much. You're warmly welcome. We appreciate your presence in our portfolio, in our department. I will now invite our minister. Our minister, Honorable Stella, to usher the department. And your apologies have been accepted. On behalf of the Portfolio Committee, we appreciate your commitment. This shows commitment. So you may start with us and then you will be released during that particular period. We will proceed as long as the department will be represented by the DG. Over to you, Honorable Minister.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chairperson. And good morning to all Portfolio Committee members in the platform. I would like to introduce our deputy minister first before I usher in the department. A leader whom you all know, who has served in different spheres of government, who brings her wealth of experience to the portfolio that you are responsible for. And of course, I believe that the country indeed is blessed to have her driving this critical task of ensuring that we really steer the ship towards the economic freedom for our people by ensuring inclusive participation in the economy, even by those that are on the taxi ranks, that are operating in their garages, up to those that have fancy buildings as part of the portfolio that you are responsible for. DM, we are very happy as the department, of course, we welcome you with open arms. Chairperson, I don't want to say anything about the fact that I see the portfolio is women-led, from yourself to the department, and of course, that's the entities that you are responsible for. And I do believe that we'll pull all our strength as the women to make a difference in building a nation that must take pride in who it is. Thank you, Chairperson. Now I would like to move to the agenda for today, wherein the Portfolio Committee has invited us to make a presentation on the work that we do for the sector of cooperatives. And as part of leaving no one behind, the ANC government took a conscious decision to say, when we establish this department responsible for the development of small businesses and cooperatives, we must make sure that we don't leave any segment outside. Yes, we've done well in certain instances, and there are areas where we've not performed well. And the cooperative sector is one of those that we are now saying it's high time that we change strategies of what we've been doing in the past. We learn from what has not worked, whilst we then take what has worked and bring in new energy and innovations in order to address the challenges that have prohibited a maximum participation of the cooperatives in our country. Chairperson, of course, I have the Director General who's coming here with his team, who will then take the portfolio committee on the work that they have done as the administration, whilst we'll make reference to the policy changes and the models that we have proposed in order to shape the branch that's responsible for the cooperative section. I also want to take this opportunity to thank Deputy Minister Sdumo Dlamini, whom we have worked so well, and he was responsible for this work that you are presenting today. It has been a pleasure indeed to work with him. And as I say that, Chairperson, with your permission, I would like to invite the Director General to take the meeting through the work that they have done. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. Before the DG comes in, let me, on behalf of the Portfolio Committee, also thank the outgoing DM. This is ANC, it deploys you anywhere it wishes, but it was a privilege and an honor to us to have him with you. We were working harmoniously, respecting each other. Your commitment was of highly esteemed. So we really want to say thanks to DM, Honorable Sdumo Dlamini, for having been with us and you. In other areas, you'll find out the DM and the minister are not pulling together. So we also want to thank you, our Honorable Minister. Young as you are providing leadership into this department. And that's our belief, that together with Sidipuo, you will push together. And we are excited today about what you are going to present as the committee. It's through your efforts, together with the DM, as the outgoing DM, as well as the department. That's why Mr. Kruger is saying he's overwhelmed today, because you are going to speak about what touches his heart. All of us were the same. Thank you so much. And we pass our regards to Honorable Sdumo Dlamini. But I believe as the Portfolio Committee will do that in writing, because usually people will criticize you on wrongdoings, but don't appreciate your good work, so we'll do that. But I wanted to say this to you, that really, we really appreciate the work which with your previous DM has demonstrated before this portfolio committee. Yes, there have been this and that, but we're managing it as the leadership, more especially on the issue of attendance, that sometimes our schedules do clash, but you used to provide leadership. We will still appreciate to make sure that you do the same, because as the portfolio committee, our interest is to deliberate most of issues in your presence. Thank you so much. As you have requested the DG, I'm now allowing him to take us through. Thank you.
Honorable Chair, Honorable Minister, DM, honorable members and colleagues who are on the platform, good morning.
My apologies, DG. I'm seeing the hand of Honorable Mtenjane.
Honorable Mtenjane, they're saying your hand is up. What is it that you want to say? Because I will give honorable members after presentation.
Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson. I did not want to disturb the minister as she was on a platform, also as well as you when you were on the platform. I didn't want to disturb you. Chairperson, I wonder if we are in a meeting of the ANC here, or we are in the portfolio committee. We are being told about ANC here. This department is not the ANC. This is not a meeting of the ANC. And these people that we are praising here, they are the very people who are failing this department. The same minister, she is forever not in this meeting, portfolio meeting. And then the DM who just went away, who just gone wherever she went, I mean, wherever he went, minister, I mean, Chairperson, we have been having a problem. We are still having a problem here. So if you are praising them, you are praising them on your own. It's not the portfolio committee. Thank you.
Thanks, Honorable Mtenjane. Each and every person has got his own perspective and views in life. That is your view. I respect that, but we never mentioned anything related to ANC. We know how to deal with issues of political parties, but here we're talking about people who have been deployed. I want to clarify that. And in any stage where I would bring ANC emblem into this portfolio committee, I understand my role. So if ever you feel we have offended you, we really apologize, but there was no emblem of ANC in this platform. Deployees, of course, are deployees of the ANC, but when we praise them, we are praising the character of an individual. Like yourself, I have served with you. When they can ask me about your character, I will exactly indicate the way I know you. So there is a difference between a character of a person and the issues of political parties. Thank you. DG, you may proceed.
Thank you, Chair. With your permission, I would like to request Mr. Mzotolo Michael, the Chief Director responsible for cooperatives, to take the portfolio committee through the presentation. But just to indicate, Chair, Minister has indicated that this is one of the areas that she has decided to pay particular attention to because of the lack of performance in our interventions, or the sufficiency of the interventions that we are providing to this sector of the society. Because cooperatives, we have been trying to assist them, but there are serious challenges that we've been facing. So the interventions that we are going to talk about, Chair, is the ones that we are implementing. And then secondly, we'll talk about the way forward after identifying those challenges, as well as the work that we are also doing assisted by the external parties, so that we come up with more relevant intervention, but also talk to what we need in terms of reviewing the current strategy, the policy, as well as recommendations around amendments to the Cooperatives Act. So this is the work that we'll be talking to, Chair. We are already working with this particular external expert who will be delivering a report within the next 6 months. We should be able to start implementing those recommendations as soon as they are delivered. Chair, without wasting time, Mr. Mark, if you can proceed please with the presentation.
Thank you, DG. Good morning and all protocol observed. King, are you gonna share or should I?
Can I interject you? We are may honorable members. We are not all a protocol observer. I'm the chairperson of this portfolio committee. I would appreciate if you say good morning, honorable chair and honorable members. Thank you.
Ma'am Jane, if you can put his camera on, it will also be appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. My apologies. Good morning, Honorable Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development, all the honorable members of the committee, the Minister of Small Business Development, the Deputy Minister of Small Business Development, and all the colleagues who are in attendance here today. I am not able to share. King, can you enable me to share my presentation? Or if you have it, please flight it.
I've made you a co-host.
Okay.
So for you to easy move here.
Okay. Can you see the presentation?
Not yet.
I've shared the presentation, so you can proceed.
Okay, thank you very much, DG. Next slide, thank you. So that is the presentation outline. Honorable members. So basically we started off with the introduction and it basically touches on what the department and the portfolio seeks to achieve with the cooperatives development programs. So essentially ours is just the creation of an environment conducive for the growth and development of cooperatives. And key to all of this is the consideration of existing policies and legislation. And secondly, this also coming from the strategy on cooperatives development is the provision of financial and non-financial support. And of course, the all important matter of expanding opportunities for cooperatives, prioritizing specifically Black people, women, youth, and people with disabilities. And so that cooperatives play a pronounced role in the economy, it is our intention to enhance their competitiveness and productivity through the provision of access to appropriate technologies, as well as infrastructure and skills, very important. And from the beginning of the execution of this mandate, it has always been crystal clear to the department and the portfolio that the promotion of partnerships in the implementation of our interventions would be key. Hence our focus then on partnering with other government departments, the private sector, as well as civil society to ensure that we leverage resources towards the development of cooperatives. So when this administration came into office in 2019, a new program also came to life in the form of the Cooperatives Development Support Program. So the CDSP is basically our main program for the provision of financial and non-financial support. It also comes from what the Act enjoins us to do as government in support of cooperatives. And having implemented the CIS, and with the benefit of hindsight, we then changed tact and decided that we would go with a blended finance model to support cooperatives. And this we are doing in conjunction with our implementing agency, CIFA. So the structure of the program is such that 30% of the funding is a loan, while a huge 70% of the qualifying funding is a grant. And so we tried to do that so that we can enable cooperatives to benefit from a grant and also infuse this spirit of responsibility and ensuring that the cooperative members always try to keep the cooperative profitable and competitive as per standards, both local and international. So this is very, very important to us. So the main intention then is to ensure that we purchase machinery, equipment, infrastructure, commercial vehicles, and business development services necessary for cooperatives to grow. And I think the issue of sustainability and competitiveness is at the epicenter of what we are trying to do as a department, because without cooperatives being sustainable and competitive, we will always struggle to get them to participate in the mainstream economy, which is the overwhelming and overarching objective of the department. So who gets to qualify for this kind of support? So we looked at the cooperatives movement itself, and we determined that we want to focus on primary cooperatives. And primary cooperatives are key because we also had, when we had the engagement and conference in Mpumalanga, there was an overwhelming support for the view that we need to start supporting cooperatives from the ground up. And in cooperatives parlance, we mean then supporting them from the primary stage of their development. So the eligible ones then, we have set a criteria demanding that they be incorporated and registered in South Africa in terms of the Act and be a primary cooperative with the majority Black membership, have business activities in any sector. And even though we understand that the culture and services sectors, because we want to transform the sector itself, we have determined that all cooperatives should be in line to receive all types of support from the department so that we avoid growth in a few sectors of the cooperatives movement, what those in the economic space would call lopsided growth in the economy. So, and we also speak of adherence to cooperative principles. This is a big issue. That's why one of our programs, in fact, this program together with CEDA and DGRV, we focus on issues related to governance so that issues related to cooperative principles are embedded. And we also focus on the bias towards women, youth, and people with disabilities. And we also want to infuse the spirit of training in the areas of governance, business management, and